Brings us to the claims, which on a end of the month meeting is a little bit out of whack for the normal cycle. So it makes it interesting for sure. Any questions from council? Discussion on any of those? We have first by Jason. Mike, go ahead.
Before we get a second, I'd like Mr. Ainsley to talk about the amount of money on for the music at the square, because I've received several phone calls already about the what people think is the excessive amount of money we're putting into bands.
Sure, there's two different portions. A couple of these payments are actually for the music on Main bands. Bands that play on Wednesday night on Music on Main are paid for out of our Triple B fund, and the revenue from that either comes from the tourism tax, or also we do have about half the nights are sponsored by businesses. When a business sponsors it, they provide enough money to pay for the bands as well as the sound, different things like that. So about half the costs throughout the Music on Main are paid for by sponsors. The other half is paid for out of the Triple B fund. The other bands that are included in here are actually during the rally. That was a commitment that was made when we completed the Harley-Davidson sponsorship deal, is that we were going to be having live entertainment that was going to be at Rally Point. So the city does pay for it, but is reimbursed through our sponsorship agreement and also our naming rights agreement for Harley-Davidson Rally Point.
If you would, what can the Triple B pay for?
The Triple B can funds can be used for a variety of different things, including economic development. So that's how we pay the annual contribution to SEDC. Also city promotions. So that's how we pay for the chamber expenses. We provide about 100 and I shouldn't have started saying it because I don't recall. 120,000, something like that, to the chamber a year. It's not exactly right, but it's close to that. In addition, it can be used for land purchases, which we've done in the past. There's a variety of different things that are included in state statute.
Thanks, Daniel. Any other discussion? We have a first on the floor to pay the bills. We have a second by Mike. We'll go ahead and roll call. Terry, we'll start with you, sir.
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
I'm yes. Steve?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
And Jason?
Yes.
Bills are paid. Brings us to public hearing, subset A. This is street closure and use of city property for the Palisades Block Party on August 25th from 4 to 10. Amber is here to answer any questions if we have any. Especially your neighbors, right? But I guess as far as a staff report or a city report on this, I don't think that's necessary to talk too much. But go ahead, Daniel.
I'm glad that wasn't recorded. I do want to bring up one point. We did have one council member that brought up a concern a couple weeks ago when we set the public hearing that we did not have insurance for this. What I did request our administrative services director to do when she did complete was to get an insurance policy for this to make sure that if there was an incident where someone twists an ankle in a storm gutter or something like that, we do have some sort of policy on that. Again, to make sure that everyone is fully cognizant of that, that policy was paid for by the city. And I did that because that is not something that we brought up to the requesting parties ahead of time to let them know that there was a cost. It's about $250. This is kind of something new that we have not done a lot of these, although there is more interest that has come up in the past couple of weeks. And so I'd be asking just later this fall for the council to kind of review this and come up with a policy as to if someone's requesting a road closure and they're private individuals for a block party, is that just something that we require that they come up with the funding to come up with a policy, or is that something that the city would be willing to cover in the future? But for this one, we did cover that, but that would be a point of discussion that the Rally and Events Committee will be discussing this fall.
Duly noted for sure. Thanks, Daniel. Any other discussion?
Well, I'd also like to say that can we also make sure that, because just in comparison for this event and prior events that we have approved, the applications are different. I mean, there's different information that is submitted. So maybe we also look at exactly what, you know, needs to be turned in when these requests are made.
You bet.
I have a question. Question is, this is the second one now. Is this going to be more common in neighborhoods? And I think it's great. I think the kids have a ball. But we have an entire population of taxpayers pays for the garbage and the personnel to put out the street blocks and stuff like that. If we're going to do 50 of these a year, now it gets to be an expense to the taxpayer.
We definitely
need to consider that in the future.
For sure. Any other discussion on use of city property and street closure? Is there a motion?
So move.
First by Jason.
Second.
Second by Ron. Amber, any last comments? All right. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries unanimously. Subset B is a special event license for the Knuckle at the Sturgis Fairgrounds. This is for the Demolition Derby on September 29th. I believe this is the third annual derby that's occurred up there. I think in the past it's been a successful event as far as the city's concerned with the cleanup and, you know, following through with everything. And I do believe the citizens and the visitors do enjoy it. So, Daniel, anything to add there? Any comments from counselors or questions for any city staff on special event license there?
Yeah, I have maybe a silly question, but in this application, it has their retail on-sale liquor instead of a malt beverage. Is there a difference there that needs to be submitted, or is it either or? Does it matter?
That is a license that they have is a liquor, but it doesn't mean that that's what they're going to be using. During the event, it'll just be a malt beverage.
And that's a recent change, actually. The state made that where we used to have a malt beverage and a full-service liquor license, but recently that's been changed where they just have the one. Is that a correct statement, Daniel?
Yeah.
Somewhat.
Yep. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, that's in essence what happened.
If you look at the application, Miss Becca, you'll find that it's a special event.
Yep. Right.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Any other discussion?
I'll move to approve.
We have a first by Terry. Second by Mike. All those in favor of the special event license, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries unanimously.